Dachak Brachos Parabeis Mishnah Ches Chatan Amrata Likros Kriyish Malai Laharishon Korin. If a chatan wishes to recreate by the first night after he is married, he may do so. Even though we have said previously that a chatan is positive from Kriyishma, but if he thinks he can have Kavanah, he can go ahead and recreate. Even if it's not a Talmud Chacham, and it's not stringent about other things, but if he wants to be stringent about this, he may do so, and it would not look like Geisel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Aymer Loko, Arayt, Elito, Ashem, Yito. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says, not everybody who wishes to take upon himself the name of somebody who's being stringent may do so. Meaning to say, somebody who is not medactic about other things and other chumras may not be machmer in regards to Kriyat Shema after he gets married, as only somebody who is considered a machmer about other things who's stringent. When it comes to other things, may also be stringent in regards to reading Kriyat Shema. Otherwise, it will seem like gaiva. And some proportion said that nowadays, a person should go ahead and read Kriyat Shema even after he gets married. As nowadays, many people have trouble having kavanah in the first place. So therefore, if he doesn't read Kriyat Shema on the first night after he's married, then it will seem like gaiva. The reason being is that if he doesn't read Kriyat Shema after he is married, people will say, well, he's trying to make it look like as if the other time he does have kavanah. Just tonight he can't have kavanah. And that's gaiva, since people have trouble having kavanah nowadays in general, not just the chassan. So therefore, nowadays a chassan should go ahead and read Kriyat Shema. And that is a minhag that a chassan does go ahead and read Kriyat Shema, even right after he gets married. Somebody who's made put in front of him, meaning to say, somebody whose close relative had died, a close relative in which he has hired to be another one who died and had not yet been buried. The close relatives are part of Kriyat Shema, tefillah, and tefillin. So too, they're part of from all other mitzvahs. We kind of mentioned these mitzvahs, that even these mitzvahs which have kabbalah machas shemayim, they are part of from, certainly, from other mitzvahs, they are part of from. And the close relatives are considered onanim until the mitzvah is buried, and they're part of from all mitzvahs. Notice they are mitzvah v'chilufeim v'chilufei chilufeim. Those that are carrying the mitzvah which the mitzvah is on to the basic part, and those that will replace them, and those that will replace the one that will replace them, meaning to say that they used to take turns carrying the mitzvah to the basic part, that each person wanted to have a hand in this mitzvah. And all those that will eventually carry the mitzvah, shalofan mitzvah, shalachar mitzvah, whether they're in front of the mitzvah or behind the mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. As shalomitzvah tzarech ben peturim, v'eshein lemitzvah tzarech ben chayav. Those that will be needed to carry the mitzvah are apart from all mitzvah. They're considered osek the mitzvah. They're involved in one mitzvah, and therefore they're apart from other mitzvahs. But those that will not be needed to carry the mitzvah, which the mitzvah is on, they would be chayav in mitzvah. Even though they're accompanying the mitzvah, that does not positive them from other mitzvahs. But all of them are pater from tefillah. And even though we said those that will not be needed to carry the mitzvah are chayav and mitzvah, but they're pater from davening at tefillah is the only middle abana and requires kavana. So therefore, since they are accompanying the mace, even though they are not actually carrying the mitzvah, they would be pater from tefillah.